As we roll up our sleeves and begin to scrub down pots, scrub down countertops in our preparations for Pesach, we want to prepare and be mechen no less in the realm of neshama, in the realm of machshava. We want to be working towards this great ideal called cheiras, called freedom. And many people struggle with it. Specifically with the notion that as Oivdei Hashem, our system brings greater cheiras, greater freedom, not less. Because there's this common misconception, which the secular world hurls at us, that a system of discipline, a system which regulates your behavior, is restricting you, is barring you from self-determination and the ability to pursue your vision in life. You recall a mahalich which we said several weeks ago, which I will repeat and then relate directly to Pesach, regarding the Chazal, the statement of Chazal as cited in the sixth parak of Avos, Ein ben choron al misha osik b'torah. The only true free man is he who's involved in Torah. And we explained that to penetrate what Chazal are saying, we have to develop that teaching of Chazal from within, to trace it back to its source and its own organic context. Chazal derived that teaching regarding the freedom of Torah from the Luchos, from the fact that the Luchos were engraved. As the Torah says, the letters of the Luchos were charas al haluchos, engraved upon the Luchos. They teach, al tekri charas al acheres. Read it not charas, meaning engraved, but rather cheres, the similar word, meaning free. Now beyond the cutesy mnemonic, charas, cheres, they sound similar. A truma vakesh, those who know the fine art of developing a chazal from its source, we'll understand there must be an integral connection here between engravery and freedom, if that is how the Torah is teaching us this principle. And what we explained was as follows. The standard method of writing, ink upon paper, is to attach two foreign substances. The ink upon the paper is this davar mibachutz, is something from without imposed upon the paper. So if Torah was simply written, that might suggest that there's me, there's the person, and Torah's external, imposed upon me, dictated by fiat, restraining me, not true to who I am. But that's not true, you understand. Torah speaks to us. Torah speaks to each of us in the deepest place, what we really want in life. That a healthy Torah is just like the engraved letters. You see, because when we engrave, when we carve, the form or the letters are produced from within the substance of the tablet itself. As a famous sculptor once said, I believe it was Michelangelo, when he carved his statue called David. Now, mind you, his image of David is very different than the Havdalel Falfi Abdalasar David HaMelech. But just to mention the Dvar Chachma, from a sculptor's perspective, they asked him, how in that raw hunk of marble could you possibly imagine the masterpiece, David? And he said, I saw it right in the marble. I carved until I set him free. Well, charas al haluchos means that the words of Torah, the potential a Jew has to be a ben Torah, is really innate. Innate to the substance, innate to the Jew. Torah's system of discipline is really just to carve until he's set free. Torah's availing us of the means for deeper self to emerge and to do this successfully and properly. We need a healthy Torah that talks to the Yachid and explains how each of us can find our own personal vision, what we are seeking in life, through ever deeper engagement in Torah learning and living. That was a teaching a few weeks ago, which we developed from several different Makairis, several different sources. Now I want to relate it to Pesach. You know, it's this idea that true freedom comes from a profound faith in our beautiful core. When I believe the essential me is Ruchni, is spiritual, and therefore the Torah's demand, the Torah's call to be Ruchni, is not to change me, is not to make me into something else. It speaks to deepest me and allows me to remove those other confusing external layers. And we're very confused in life. Our minds, our consciousness are flooded with all sorts of thoughts which are incongruent with who I really am, who the true me is. We're confused beings. We're pulled in many directions, certainly in the hubbub of the contemporary 21st century. Torah is cutting through, carving away at those layers, right, to get to true me and to actualize what true me wants. Well, this idea probably jars up in your mind a well-known chazal, well-known Gemara in Brachas. When the Gemara says, Ribain kol ha'ilamim, galiv yadua lefanacha, sheretzaneinu as ritzaincha, Ribain shalom, you know that we really want to do your will. A yid wants to do the right thing. Umima akev, who holds him back? Sa'ar shebi'is, the yeast in the dough, which is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara. That in other words, when we don't do the right thing, that's not me at work. Me really wants to do the right thing. That's a confusing lore of something else going on within the complexity of the human condition. The true ratzon is to do the right thing, and we know this. We feel good about ourselves when we're big people, when we're petty people, when the Yetzer Hara assumes supremacy. We don't feel good about ourselves because deepest self is not fulfilled. This is not hyperbole. We know this in life. When we're big, when we're altruistic, when we're ruchniistic, when we are aspiring to tzelem alokim, the true ratzon, the true vision of a yid comes out, right? Well, isn't it interesting that when this chazal is making reference to the Yetzer Hara, to that force which confuses a Jew, it does not use the normal term, the general phrase, Yetzer Hara, which appears in chazal, but rather resorts to the analogy of Sa'ar Shabi'isa, yeast in the dough, because the Yetzer Hara is like yeast in a dough, makes a person haughty and the like. Why does specifically this chazal, regarding the confusion of a Jew from his deepest ratzon, utilize the analogy for the evil inclination called Sa'ar Shabi'isa? It must be that on some level this chazal is coming to echo Pesach, and to make us think in a Pesach-deka mode, a mode of getting rid of Sa'ar Shabi'isa. But this must be a Pesach-deka chazal, that the notion of actualizing true ratzon, finding true satisfaction by ensuring that no Yetzer Hara is leading us astray, is a Pesach-deka thought, is a specifically a Chametz-deka thought. You know why? Because the entire spirit of Pesach, of Zman Cheruseinu, is linked to this idea, finding freedom by actualizing true self. And from this perspective, the remez, the symbolism of chametz is all the more deep. Why chametz represents spiritual impurity? Beyond the idea of the hardiness of the rising dough, there's so much more to it than that. Understand that the process of leavening, the leavening process, the fermentation process of leavening, distorts the natural characteristic of the dough. Now, we do it to make the dough more tasty, but it is compromising the natural state of the dough. I suggest the symbolism is when we compromise our natural authenticity in the pursuit of that which is more delicious. We do that all the time, right? All the time. We have a temptation, we do something, but I'm not being true to myself, right? Think about children who feel a need to conform, right? And a person gives up on their individuality, a person gives up on who they really are, right? And it feels terrible. You feel like you're kowtowing to something which is in the moment maybe tempting, but in the big picture, you feel horrible. You feel like you've just adulterated who you are. Well, that is what chametz is. Pesach, cheirus, is all about authenticity, being true to oneself. What a magnificent new way to crack open why on Pesach, why specifically on Zman Cheruseinu, we have this mitzvah of avoiding Chametz Sa'ar Shabi'isa. It's not stam, a coincidence, a confluence of two different ideals, Pesach's the holiday of freedom, and it just so happens there's this mark of a miracle there wasn't time for dough to rise. No, there are no loose confluences in Torah. All details about a yontif are integrally connected, are expressions of one core. This is a holiday of freedom, freedom through authenticity. That to feel free, for you to be free, you need to be true to thyself. Which means not only stam observe mitzvahs, it means everyone needs to find the type of Avodas Hashem, which is them. It might not be the most glamorous type, it might not be the type of people around you, but it's you. It's you, it's your vision, it's your neshama, it's where you thrive, the type of davening you thrive, the type of family rearing in which you thrive, the type of Halima, the type of learning you track, it's me. And if it's me, I am only free if I pursue it. Don't allow low-hanging fruit of short-lived temptation or conformity or whatever is driving you, right, to sacrifice authenticity, because then you won't be free. That is what Chametz teaches. And that is the magnificence, the sheer brilliance of a Maamar Chazal that now we uncovered. The worlds below the words. When specifically in the context of Ritzoneinu Lasas Ritzoneinu Chumi Makab Sar Shabbat Issa, this notion of authenticity, of a deeper Ratzon, unconfused by other things. Chazal specifically speak of the Eitzahara Sar Shabbat Issa to drive home this idea about Pesach. May we all be zeich in our preparations for Pesach, along with the scrupulous pursuit of Chag Kosher, right? As we all roll up our sleeves and scrub down pots and the like. May we all be zeicha to no less be preparing in the realm of cheres, through reaching ever deeper self-awareness of who each of us are personally, who am I, what gives me satisfaction, what type of avodas Hashem is my mission in life, which is a very yechidistic, a very individualistic inner world sort of pursuit, but well worth the endeavor. That's where meaning lies. That's where Cheres lies. May we be zeicha to achieve it. Amen. Ken Yehi Ratzon.